From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A U.S. defense spokesman Tuesday said a U.S. drone strike last week killed al-Qaeda leader Abu Afghan al-Masri in northwestern Syria.
Al-Masri's removal from the battlefield represents another blow to al-Qaeda in Syria and demonstrates continued U.S. determination to target al-Qaeda leaders wherever they pose a threat to the U.S., our allies, and interests.
Peter Cook said he was targeted November 18th near Simrata. He had ties with terror groups throughout Southwest Asia responsible for attacks on U.S. NATO forces in Afghanistan. Meanwhile, U.S. spokesman John Kirby says Secretary of State John Kerry spoke by phone Tuesday with his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, on a cessation of hostilities in Syria.
What I can tell you is on our side, and I've spoken to the secretary since the call, what the secretary was interested in pursuing was ways to, you know, to stop the bloodshed in Aleppo, and that they focus very much on that and on getting a cessation of hostilities that can be maintained and sustained, not just in Aleppo, but elsewhere throughout the country, so that political talks can resume.
Meanwhile, monitors in and near the embattled city Aleppo report Russian-backed Syrian forces are pushing deeper into opposition-occupied neighborhoods. The chief prosecutor of the Hague-based International Criminal Court said Tuesday it's a regression for African states to quit the court. South Africa, Burundi, and Fatou Bensouda's native Gambia have announced their intention to leave over the ICC's perceived focus on prosecuting African leaders.
I think it's a setback for the continent. It's a regression for the continent that there are some African states that are deciding to withdraw from the ICC. But again, I wanted to emphasize that you have the vast majority of African states recommitting to the ICC.
She said her office is working to establish a local court in strife-torn Central African Republic. This is VOA News. In an interview with the New York Times Tuesday, President-elect Donald Trump said he'll keep an open mind about pulling the U.S. out of the Paris Agreement on climate change. But he said he must also take into consideration the impact it has on American business. He also appeared to soften his campaign rhetoric on whether to prosecute his Democratic rival, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, over her handling of classified information on a private computer. Mr. Trump said he doesn't want to hurt the Clintons. A revised peace agreement between the Colombian government and rebels of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, is to be signed Thursday and sent to Congress for approval.
Se han perdido vidas. Y hay muchas más en peligro.
President Juan Manuel Santos said lives have been lost and many more are at stake. We would not forgive ourselves, he said, for not having acted promptly and firmly to correct the situation. The agreement, rejected by the Colombian people in its original form in an October referendum, aims to bring the hemisphere's longest-running civil war to an end. Critics say it's too lenient toward rebels. The U.S. is taking aim at an Islamic State terror operative thought to have played a key role in launching the attacks on Paris and Brussels. The State Department sanctioned Abdelilah Himlich, a Moroccan-born Frenchman thought to be based out of Syria. Himlich, also known as Abu Suleiman al-Faranzi, founded the Tariq ibn Ziyad Battalion, a cell consisting of hundreds of European foreign fighters. President Barack Obama Tuesday awarded the nation's highest civilian honor to 21 actors, musicians, athletes, and innovators. He said he was awarding the 2016 Medal of Freedom to each individual who inspired him over the years.
Just on a personal note, part of the reason that these events are so special to me is because everybody on this stage has touched me in a very powerful personal way.
Among the honorees, actors Tom Hanks, Robert De Niro, and Robert Redford, basketball greats Michael Jordan and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Microsoft co-founder and philanthropist Bill Gates and his wife, singer Diana Ross, and longtime sports broadcaster Vin Scully. South Korean prosecutors have raided the offices of the giant Samsung Group amid allegations of influence peddling that could implicate the administration of President Park Geun-hye. Prosecutors also targeted the country's largest pension fund following its decision to approve the controversial $8 billion merger of two Samsung companies last year. The Yonhap News Agency said investigators are trying to determine an improper role that may have been played by the president's office. German automaker Volkswagen wants to be the world leader in electric cars by the year 2025. Executives of the giant company announced Tuesday they're undergoing a major shift to clean energy vehicles. Chief Herbert Diess said he hopes it represents a comeback for Volkswagen after acknowledging installing software in millions of its diesel products to cheat on emissions. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.